Straight Talk About Vision Loss with Dr. Z.
Welcome to Straight Talk. It's good to have you back. We've got a very interesting interview for you today, but before we turn to our guest, I'd like to tell you a little bit about what's been happening at the Jernigan Institute. I think the most interesting thing that we've been doing happened last week. We had a group of 100 teens in for a day of career exploration. This is our second annual career fair, and we had teens from New York, from the Baltimore area, and as far away as Ohio for a full day of activities related to careers. So the young people got to hear from blind people in a variety of careers. They got to learn about interviewing strategies, how to present yourself, and we had exhibitors talking about everything from services of vocational rehabilitation to our newsline service and to all kinds of other employment-related projects that would help them be more ready for the work world in the upcoming years. So it was pretty energetic day around here, as you can imagine, with that many teens. But we got good feedback from them, and I think they learned a lot. We hope to help our affiliates around the country set up these career fairs and reach out to teens in their own area, helping them get ready for that transition from school to higher education or work. So let's turn our attention now to our guest for today. You've heard me talk in the past about the National Federation of the Blind Youth Slam, which we have planned for this summer. And today's guest is our Director of Education here at the Jernigan Institute, Mark Riccobono. Mark is in charge of the planning and the implementation of our Youth Slam, and as you can imagine, it's a big job. So go meet Mark and visit with him a little bit about the Youth Slam. Okay, let's talk about this very exciting event coming up this summer. You know, we've talked about it before. We launched at our national convention this summer, and we're going to bring 200 blind teens, and they're going to be mentored by about 80 blind mentors here this summer. And this is the young man who is coordinating this whole activity, Mark Riccobono.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to have you with us. So why don't we start off with telling our guests a little bit about how you've gone about planning this very ambitious project.
Okay, well, I think, you know, it of course starts with the vision, which of course was yours, Dr. Z, to have really a large gathering of blind youth, sort of very dynamic, and a way to empower a whole generation. And so we're trying to put together an event really that I think no one's ever tried before, because there was really nothing. All we have is the National Federation of the Blind, which is quite a bit, but in order to put together an event, there's a lot of moving pieces. And so the first element, of course, is finding some strong partners. And we were fortunate to have the Johns Hopkins University Whiting School of Engineering as a key partner coming on board and believing in our vision and acting as the host for this tremendous event. Unfortunately, we can't house that many kids here at the National Center for the Blind. And of course, our longstanding partnership with the National Aeronautics and Space Administration is really a cornerstone of this event as well. Now, I guess for the fourth summer in a row working with them. Mm-hmm. And so that's really the first piece. And then the second piece is going out and seeking funding from other organizations. And we've been very fortunate to get support from the UPS Foundation, as well as the American Honda Foundation, and most recently, Pepsi. And mm-hmm. we believe that by the end of this month, and certainly by the time of the slam, we'll have two, three, possibly four other sponsors financially. And then I guess lastly, the real important support from the National Science Foundation, which supports a number of projects at Hopkins and, of course, a grant that we have here at the Institute.
Right. And this Youth Slam, as ambitious as it is, it's just really the beginning of a more ambitious youth mentoring program, right?
Absolutely. I mean, mm-hmm. this is not a one-time event. Great, that was nice, we're done. We're really giving these kids a dynamic experience that they won't get anywhere else. And then we're giving them the National Federation of the Blind, but not just it's there for your taking. We're actually planning to follow up with them systematically over a couple of years. And wrapped around this, we'll be doing research to see what is the impact of the Youth Slam, and also what are their attitudes about science and math and those careers, and how do they change because of the Youth Slam and into the future. And it's not just the Youth Slam that will change those attitudes, it's also their involvement with blind mentors from their local communities.
That's what's so different about what we're doing. There might be other activities that help blind kids learn about different subject matter, but this is really the only one that has a really large number of blind mentors involved. In fact, we're going to have one blind mentor for three students,
yep,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Can you explain to our guests a little bit about the major goals or the major objectives? What do we want to see happen as a result of this Youth Slam?
Sure. Well, I think the first thing is to inspire and engage blind students in science, technology, engineering, and math subjects. A lot of times blind students are simply tracked out of those subjects or exempted from them because the local teachers who have good intentions, but they've never worked with a blind student, or a blind student hasn't come through the calculus class ever, and so they're not really sure what to do. And if they're not connected with someone who knows how a blind person does calculus or participates in chemistry, everybody's sort of at a loss. And of course, it's hard to get interested in science if you don't have an opportunity to get in there and problem solve and experiment. So the first thing is to inspire and engage them, and the best way to do that is to get them to do it. I guess a good example is doing a dissection. A lot of times, kids, blind youth in a dissection, they're asked to sit and take notes on what everybody else is doing. Well, it's hard to get interested in something if you don't get your hands on it, as much as a lot of us might like to avoid dissections if we can. But we do this with our middle school students, and you see the difference afterwards. They're engaged, and they know that they've done something that they didn't think they could do.
It's the same reason sighted kids get their hands on things, too, and actively do experiments and do dissection.
Yeah, absolutely.
They get engaged in it. And
absolutely.
Too often our kids are just asked to watch, and someone will describe to them what's going on.
Right,
so
right.
This is a unique experience.
Yep.
Plus, they're going to be in this large number of blind kids. That's going to be kind of unique, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, most blind students are mainstreamed, and I'm a good example. I was in a mainstream school in the Milwaukee Public Schools, very mm-hmm. large school system. I didn't even know there were other blind students until I was in high school.
Yeah.
So being a part of that community and knowing that there's blind students all around the country, and you have a commonality with them, but also in some cases you weren't the top dog maybe you thought you were, so this mm-hmm. challenges them a little bit because they find out that sometimes they've been told they're so great, but really they're not doing some of the things and challenging themselves in other ways that other kids are.
So. Yeah, because the expectation issue,
right.
Not expecting, when you've got real capable blind kids, we really want to expect the best from them and ask them to really use their talents fully.
Right.
And this Youth Slam will begin to stretch them. And then our local affiliates will work on meeting them and mentoring those students and bringing them to other activities. So this is just kind of the beginning of
Absolutely.
That process.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about what's going to actually go on those 4 days?
Absolutely. So over 4 days, students are going to be involved in a variety of activities. Students will be in what we call a track. So they may sign up for, say, rocketry, where they're going to launch rockets from one of the athletic fields at Hopkins. I hope that's not a surprise to anybody at Hopkins. These are rockets that are going to go up to about 500 feet, so they're not just your dime store rockets. They're going to actually have to put some work into these. Other students will be working on computer science and doing some interesting little programming activities.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be dealing with weather balloons and chemistry. Mm-hmm. The chemistry is a big one where blind students a lot of times don't get to do things independently. There'll be a number of other tracks, including maybe we'll have sort of the youth straight talk about blindness, but at the Youth Slam, we're going to have students who their job, the way they're going to learn about science, is to go out and report on it, create podcasts and web content, and design what they want the world to know about their dreams and hopes for the future, And also they're going to create a product for the closing ceremony. Yeah. And wrapped around this will be social activities, a recreation night, of course, just learning from blind mentors, being around them, and karaoke and dances and all sorts of other fun stuff that probably some kids don't ever have the opportunity to do. And
especially in such a large group of blind people.
Absolutely, yeah. And they'll have an opportunity to show their talents at a talent show. And then at the end, we're going to have a big rally and a march, Youth March for Independence, right down here to the Institute. Uh-huh. And we're going to gather everybody just as if we were coming into an NFB national convention. Everybody will sit by state. We hope to have one representative at least, mentor and mentee from every state. And we're doing pretty good. I think we have about 45 affiliates represented right now.
That's great. So it's really beginning to shape up. And right now, I think you told me we have about 120 kids already registered, beginning the registration process.
Yes, applied, yes.
Yeah, they apply, and then they fill out applications, and then we have their local state coordinator talk with them and make sure that they're appropriate for it. But what I'm really hearing from you is that this isn't just for those students who are going to be engineers or who are going to be computer scientists. This is for your average blind student to get exposed to these careers, because there's more than being the PhD engineer.
Absolutely.
You know, there are lab techs, there are programmer jobs, and the journalism jobs, the PR kinds of things. So it should be of interest to a broad spectrum of young people. So we don't have a lot of slots left, so we're really encouraging young people to get registered.
Yes, indeed.
And if anybody has any questions, how should they handle that?
Well, there's two things. You can go to www.blindscience.org, which is our web portal for the National Center for Blind Youth and Science, and you click on the Youth Slam link right on the front page, and there are a number of frequently asked questions pages to really get any question that you might have answered. But of course, you can always call us here at the Jernigan Institute. There's a number of different individuals you can call. Just call our main number, 410-659-9314, and you can call my extension at 2368, or also you can call Rosie Carranza, who's dealing with a lot of the questions around the USLAM, and she's at extension 2283.
Mm-hmm. Great. And so there's lots of excitement around this. We're still looking for a few more good mentors, especially of the male persuasion,
absolutely.
Right.
The blind mentors are really what's going to make this program work. And we've had a lot of committed people who are volunteering their time to come. And we still need more, and particularly males, as you said. And what happens with the mentors, they fill out an application. Again, you can fill out the application online, or you can print out the paper application. And we screen them. Sometimes we do a little interview with them and check their references. And then once they're accepted, we do a background check. And once they get through that process, then we sign them up.
We're going to do everything possible to make sure that the kids are safe and that have a great time, and make sure that the mentors that are working with them are the highest of quality. And it's really going to be great, those Hopkins dorms. It's a brand new facility. Each young person will have their own little bedroom, but they'll be in a suite with three kids and one mentor, and a wonderful dining facilities there.
So we'll be the only group in the dorm, so we have total control over the environment and what's happening and who's coming and who's going. So we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be definitely a near college experience.
And I don't think we mentioned the dates. The dates are July 30th through August 4th.
Correct.
And right here in Baltimore. So if anybody is interested, check it out at blindscience.org, or give us a call here at the National Center. And we want to make sure that all young people who are interested get a shot at it. But those slots are going to fill up fast. So if you're interested, or if you know of young people who are interested, please get them to fill out that application. It's real important. So thanks again, Mark,
for
coming. And we'll keep you informed as we continue to develop the Youth Slam and other projects here at the Jernigan Institute. So join us next time. Bye for now.
www.nfb.org 410-659-9314 770-659-9314.